This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Dateline BB, where a worker at a gas station there has sued the winner of a $1 million jackpot from the Arkansas Lottery scratch tickets, claiming the woman who cashed the ticket took it from her. According to a local newspaper in Searcy, Tuesday, Super One Stop manager Lisa Petridges had a collection of discarded lottery tickets, and Sharon Jones took one without her permission. The ticket in question hadn't been completely scratched, and it turned out to be a $1 million winner. Jones's lawyer, Winston Collier, says Jones has removed used tickets from Petridges' stack before without drawing an objection. A judge has ordered Jones to not spend any of the prize money until the case is resolved. The lottery offers secondary prizes for players who register their losing tickets online. A Rosie, Arkansas man's been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with four felonies. A warrant's been issued for his arrest, 31-year-old Paul S. Macon. Court documents say the charges against him stem from an incident early Sunday morning in which Macon had apparently been in an argument with his wife while driving and threw her out of the car. Police say when Macon's brother went to get his sister-in-law, Macon came up behind them in his vehicle, slammed into his brother's vehicle, causing injury to both brother and wife. He then drove from the scene. Macon was arrested Sunday morning and charged with leaving the scene of an accident, two counts of aggravated assault, and first-degree criminal mischief. Macon's bond has been set at $75,000. A Jonesboro woman was arrested Monday evening after rolling her vehicle on Highway 233, or what's known as East Main Street in Independence County. Police say when they got to the scene, they found a vehicle on its side down a steep embankment in the 1500 block of East Main. 27-year-old Mary Fox was near the side of the road being treated by medical personnel. She was taken to the medical center for treatment of her injuries, but refused a blood alcohol test at the hospital. Officers charged Fox with DWI, operating a vehicle during DWI license suspension, refusing to submit to a sobriety test, and failure to maintain control. Due to road construction near the Sharp County Courthouse in Ash Flat, County Tax Collector Charlotte Ratliff is providing two alternate one-day sites for taxpayers to go and pay their taxes. Ratliff said she'll be at the Cherokee Village Senior Center on October 3rd between 9 and 2 for citizens to pay their real estate and personal property taxes. Then on October 4th, Ratliff will be at the Cave City Community Center between 10 and 5 for the same purpose. The Wood family of automobile dealerships will host a business after hours Thursday, September 15th in Batesville from 5 until 6:30. It'll be to celebrate the grand reopening of their dealership featuring new brands of Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. The gathering will be held at the dealership located at 290 South Central Avenue in downtown Batesville. The public is invited to attend the family-friendly celebration, which will include bounce houses, door prizes, and free burgers and hot dogs. For additional information, you can contact the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce, 870-793-2378. And the Stone County Fair is in full swing in Mountain View at the Stone County Fairgrounds. If you haven't been out to the fairgrounds in a while, very clean fairgrounds there, very well kept. The fair manager is Diana Cox, who's been doing that for many years. In fact, she's been on the board for about 38 years, I believe. She noted to me that the exhibit buildings are just very full. The education, agri, home ec, all of them, horticulture, lots of chickens and rabbits and cattle. J&J Carnival's on the midway. They're in their 17th year. They come out of Florida to present the carnival at the Stone County Fair. They have a neat-looking handmade cedar reclining chair that's made by Mark Johnson of the Arkansas Department of Corrections. They're selling chances on that as a fundraiser, and that'll be given away on Saturday night at about 9:30. Last night, they had the Little Mister and Little Miss Stone County pageants. Second runner-up was Brian Hoss Blair and the Little Mister, 3-year-old son of Jack and Latricia Blair Fox. First runner-up, Caleb Patrick, the 4-year-old son of Brandy Patrick of Timbo. And Little Mister Stone County, Landon Jackson Robert Ballantyne, 3.5-year-old son of Lacey Blake and Bud Gregory of Mountain View. Second runner-up in the Little Miss Stone County, Briley Sims, 5-year-old daughter of Donnie and Cassie Cox and Marcus Sims of Dallas, Texas. They live in 56, by the way. First runner-up, Ella Fletcher, 3-year-old daughter of Sean and April Fletcher of Oney. And the Little Miss Stone County, 2011, Jada Christine Knight, the 4-year-old daughter of Ashley Raker and Chris Knight of Mountain View. As that brings you right up to date.
The service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.